The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Several Ukrainian officials have been fired amid a corruption scandal. Ukraine? Corruption? Egads, what has happened? Kiev, Ukraine, or as they say at the New York Times, Kyiv. Several top Ukrainian officials were fired on Tuesday amid a ballooning corruption scandal and the biggest upheaval in President Volodymyr Zelensky's government since Russia's invasion began 11 months ago. Ukraine's cabinet ministry, which announced the firings on the Telegram social messaging app, provided no details about the reason, but they followed a number of allegations of government corruption, including reports that Ukraine's military had agreed to pay inflated prices for food meant for its troops and general bad behavior. A deputy defense minister was among those removed from their posts, as was a deputy prosecutor general who caused a scandal by taking a wartime vacation to Spain. And a senior official in Mr. Zelensky's office tendered his resignation after coming under withering criticism for zipping around in an SUV that General Motors donated for humanitarian missions. The piece goes on and on to basically suggest that nobody's really guilty of anything. The Ukrainians saying that this is just an act of good faith. They're living, these are the best traditions of Europe. They want to make sure people think that the Ukrainian government's on the up and up, that they're not stealing from American taxpayers. And basically everything's fine. Everything's fine. The piece ends with this remarkable quote from a guy called Vitaly Shabunin, the director of operations for the Anti-Corruption Action Center, a Kiev-based non-governmental organization. Listen to this. Quote, a new social contract emerged during the war between civil society, journalists, and the government. We will not criticize you like we did before the war, but your reaction to any scandal and ineffectiveness must be as tough as possible. In other words, the media has given up its job of holding governments accountable, specifically the Ukrainian government, and instead, they're going to have to do it for us because this is war, you see. What? Let's explore this with our next guest. Rebecca Koffler joins us now. She's a former Defense Intelligence Agency officer, and the author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America. Rebecca, great to have you back with us.
Hi, Vince. It's so wonderful to be here with you. A lot of shocking news, quote unquote, today about Ukraine, right?
It's pretty amazing. It should be obvious by now. I'm not shocked that there is corruption going on in Ukraine. It's interesting. What is this about? Why did it reach this level where you have a number of Ukrainian officials who have been fired?
I'll tell you why it reached that level. Well, first of all, I want to clarify, I'm being facetious. As you know, I was born and raised in that part of the world, and corruption is within their DNA. Ukraine is the most corrupt country in Europe. Let me repeat that, and it's not just me saying Ukraine is the most corrupt country in Europe. It's 122nd on the scale of corruption out of 180 countries, only slightly less corrupt than the legendary corrupt Russia, which is 139. But here's the kicker. Why exactly right now this news is exploding? It is because Zelensky, the highly skilled, highly trained actor turned president, is finally realizing that Americans can be taken for a ride only for so long. In fact, even the liberal Washington Post has recently acknowledged that the support for indefinite security aid to Ukraine is waning amongst Americans, right? 47% of Americans are now in favor of Washington placing pressure on Ukraine and Zelensky to sit down to the table and negotiate because this war is unwinnable. And so this is why Zelensky is deploying this highly fine-tuned public relations campaign so that he can continue convincing us to part with our hard-earned taxpayers' money.
Well, here's one thing that's changed this year. Republicans now control Congress, and many of them, to include Kevin McCarthy, have suggested that the posture of the American taxpayer will no longer be a blank check for Ukraine. So do you view this action by Zelensky as a PR move to convince House Republicans to continue supporting the effort by giving taxpayer money without conditions?
I do. It's both the Republicans and the American people. And not all Republicans are equal, right? You know, people like Lindsey Graham over there, in Ukraine, continue placing Ukraine rather than America first, and basically sleepwalking us into World War III. But yes, Zelensky has realized that it can't continue forever, and this is why he has changed his approach. We no longer see these, tearjerker videos with blown up children and destroyed maternity wards. What we see today is him speaking at Boca Raton, Florida, in Chamber of Commerce, quoting the financial company.
Let me play some audio from that, because I've got the audio here, Rebecca Koffler. Here's Vladimir Zelensky in the last 24 hours addressing the Chambers of Commerce in Boca Raton, speaking to specifically BlackRock, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and thanking them for those financial firms and their support of Ukraine. Listen, see here, stand by. Sometimes I mess this up. Here we go.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Can become the, it is obvious that American business can become the locomotive that will once again push forward global economic growth. We have already managed to attract attention and have cooperation with such giants of the international financial and investment world as BlackRock, JP Morgan, and Goldman Sachs. Such American brands as Starlink or Westinghouse have already become part of our Ukrainian way. Your brilliant defense systems, such as HIMARS or Bradleys, are already uniting our history of freedom with your enterprises. We are waiting for Patriots. We are looking closely at Abrams. Thousands of such examples are possible, and everyone can become a big business by working with Ukraine in all sectors, from weapons and defense to construction, from communication to agriculture, from transport to IT, from banks to medicine. And I believe that freedom must always win.
Okay, so what he's saying there is this is a, in his words, quote, big business opportunity going on in the war in Ukraine, and places like BlackRock, JP Morgan, and Goldman Sachs stand to make a lot of money by being involved.
Of course, this is the largest transfer of wealth in modern history. I mean, look, let's not minimize the fact that Ukrainian people are suffering. 100,000 of them have been killed or injured. And Washington and European elites believe that this is a sound investment in order to bleed Russia by throwing these guys into the meat grinder in order to satisfy this big business. But today, thank goodness, you know, we know the truth, because truthfully, you were talking earlier about the Ukrainian media and how they're not holding their government officials to account. But we have our problems with our own media, Vince, because effectively since the beginning of this war, in last February, there's been an embargo, an implicit embargo on telling truth, factual information that is negative about Ukraine, because you would be hunted down and portrayed as Putin's puppet. And that's why the American people didn't know the truth, didn't know that Ukraine is actually corrupt, that Zelensky's campaign, presidential campaign, was financed by Igor Kolomoisky, one of the most corrupt oligarchs, who is banned from entering to the United States. You know, our U.S. government knows how corrupt Ukraine is, and yet they have been hiding this information from the American people. And I'm glad that right now the narrative has changed, and we are going to learn the truth thanks to shows like yours.
Yeah, I mean, it's all so dumb and patronizing, and it's awful, and it's effective. That's the unfortunate thing, because what you should be having is a real conversation with the American people, not the, oh, we're there to defend democracy or any of this. It's all about, okay, what are your goals? Lay them out for us. Why should we be involved? And treat us like adults. But that's not what happens. Instead, it's a lot of, you know, moral blackmail and patronizing attitudes. And, you know, Americans, they've got busy lives. So eventually a lot of them just roll over. They're like, okay, you know, that sounds right. I don't want to see people hurt. So I want to, you know, I want to support this effort, and I'm not a bad person. It's just
no,
amazing.
But look, Vince, this whole democracy and freedom, these are all the hot buttons that Zelensky knows how to push with Americans, because he knows Americans have a big heart.
Yes.
But we're talking about a person who has outlawed all opposition. He's as much of a dictator as the Russian dude. Yes, his country is under attack.
That's right.
No question. He has to do everything to protect his country. But the initial position that he took of aligning himself 100%
yep.
with the West, he should have seen this coming, because, look, the Russians view Ukraine as part of their security perimeter, strategic security perimeter. It's their version of the Monroe Doctrine. And they look at this situation, like, imagine if the Russian forces were to deploy into Mexico. That is how they view the situation. And Zelensky simply miscalculated. He should have foreseen that. And our Washington establishment should have seen that. But instead of beefing up our force posture.
Yeah, okay, let me. I want to jump to another topic here, because I think you're making a lot of smart points. But we've got, you know, Zelensky, you heard him in that audio say that all the things that he would like, including Abrams, he mentioned Abrams, those are the American tanks, world-class American tanks. And now we're hearing today, by courtesy of a number of news reports, that the United States is prepared to start sending M1 Abram tanks to Ukraine, U.S. officials confirming to a variety of mainstream news outlets today. Those systems require American military experts to operate, Rebecca Koffler. How is this going to work? We're going to send tanks in? Are we going to send our young American men and women who are tankers in as well to support this effort? And now the images are going to be American tanks rolling up on Russia.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Forces?
Well, God forbid, this is what I am concerned about, because we are slowly becoming a party to this conflict. We're already waging, everybody has acknowledged we're waging this proxy war, right, to minimize the Russian threat. But yes, these tanks are superior type of military hardware that takes a lot of training, a lot of logistics necessities. They take a lot of fuel. And so already 100 Ukrainian forces are in Oklahoma learning how to operate the Patriot missile defense system. And all of the systems, by the way, are considered by the Russians strategic systems, which means that they are viewing our actions as taking the conflict into the next level. So Putin has transitioned his military strategy from the special military operation to an all-out war. He's calling it a large-scale war. This is what the concern is. So I'm not as much concerned that American troops are going to operate these tanks. Hopefully, we have enough smarts not to do that, right? Hopefully, we will invite these folks over here. But where this whole thing is going is yes. pure escalation.
But these are systems. But I'll just say, you know, my brother is a former Marine tanker, and he was very familiar with these systems. He was trained on the Abrams, and he was telling me that, you know, mm-hmm. these things have a capacity to break. They do, and certainly the American military is always safeguarding against this, because if a tank breaks down, their maintenance budget just gets exhausted. Each of these vehicles is somewhere between $6 and $8 million. That's what we're talking about. The tracks on these things can break. Sometimes they don't even move them by driving them. Occasionally they'll lift them to move them because they're trying to safeguard them. There's a lot going on here. And it's hard for me to imagine an environment where you're not going to send in American guys to have to at least handle some of the maintenance on these things. And we're going to send a bunch of Abrams tanks over to the Ukrainians now.
Oh, absolutely. And the Russians have already said that those are legitimate targets, you know, for missile strikes. Yes, tremendous amount of money. We are already have provided half of Ukraine's GDP, right? And it's going to cost $750 billion to rebuild the place if the war were ever to end. But you are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
You know, these things, they are so difficult, you know, to maintain. And it's just going to be a waste of money, because it's simply wishful thinking, Vince, to think that we're going to train up these guys in a matter of like weeks or months. I mean, look, your own brother, you just said, you know, how long it took him to operate this this heavy weaponry, heavy military hardware.
And it's the fuel consumption on this thing is something else, too. It's like 0.7 miles per gallon. And it runs on jet fuel. They have 504 gallons of jet fuel in this thing. And it takes about 15 gallons just to start the tank. And this is all American taxpayer money, by the way. Every single dollar is coming from us. Yeah. Why don't we send them the electric tanks?
Well, I just saw somebody on Twitter saying, hey, why don't we just send them ICBMs? I mean, this is getting, and obviously this was a facetious comment.
Yeah.
It's just the ridiculousness of Pentagon's approach to this is absurd. And by the way, you know, it takes years. The Biden administration right now is depleting our military weapons stockpile. Right now, we're running out of Stingers. We are running out of Javelins and 155 millimeter ammunition. And when it comes to Stingers, it's gonna take 18 years to replace. Imagine that. He's eroding our own combat readiness. You know, we have war plans on the books, right? And without actual, you know, weapon systems underpinning those war plans, say a war breaks out between China and Taiwan, right? These are just pieces of paper. I mean, these people have lost their ability to think strategically, to look at the big picture.
Yeah, no question. In fact, the Wall Street Journal has a report out just in the last 24 hours, headline, U.S. weapons industry unprepared for a China conflict, report says. So we have that to look forward to. In the meantime, Rebecca Koffler, thank you so much. Again, the author of Putin's Playbook. Nice to talk to you as always.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the Road to a Podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.